COVID-19 is threatening to scupper the NRL dreams of young rugby league players in New Zealand. The global pandemic has wreaked havoc on the domestic game in Aotearoa, with the national secondary schools and youth tournaments among a host of events to be cancelled. Tale Anderson has more.
Experience administrator and rugby league agent Jordan Friend says the coronavirus has been devastating for the development of young players in New Zealand.
For me, that's the thing that sort of stands out and of concern and about how what we can do as a game in New Zealand to make sure that we can provide something for these players to keep their dream alive, but also to keep them participating in the sport and keeping them developing, I guess.
Auckland-based agent Dixon McIver says the recruitment of players in New Zealand is already declining, hitting Māori and Pacifica players the hardest.
It's really put a big dampener on the kids in this particular 15, 16 and 17 and even the 18-year-old age group now, because of the possibilities where they've been waiting to have this crack have gone.
McIver is also no fan of the New Zealand Warriors' new partnership with the Brisbane-based Redcliffe Dolphins.
They've pretty much given up on their development programs that they've had prior. And it seems quite obvious with the Warriors now doing a deal with the Redcliffe Dolphins over the next 3 years that the development from the only NRL club that we have in this country has almost turned its back on our youngsters as well.
Warriors CEO Cameron George says the club lost a lot of revenue when the NRL was shut down, and partnering with Redcliffe has helped them to retain a lot of players. He says responsibility for the domestic game rests with New Zealand Rugby League.
But hopefully the governing body, such as New Zealand Rugby League and the NRL and whoever else, invest not only money but time and energy into ensuring that those competitions are retained in order for kids to have the best pathways to come through and play at the elite level.
The NZRL have since announced an inaugural schools vs clubs fixture to take place in November. Chief Executive Greg Peters hopes the match can help stem the tide of falling participation rates.
It's a big concern. We're hoping that obviously we can get back to normality next year and that'll turn around again. And that by standing up some of these national tournaments, that we are at least providing something of a pathway so that they're still getting an opportunity to have something to aspire to.
The fixture is set to stay as an annual event, and Peters is hoping local competitions can resume in the new year. Ko Tale Anderson, tēnei.